from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump has cut short talks with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky over a deal for U.S. access to the country's rare earth minerals after shouting at him in the Oval Office. Trump berated Zelensky for being disrespectful.
You're gambling with World War III, and what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
The pair had planned to sign an agreement and hold a joint press conference on Friday, but the press event has been canceled, and Zelensky is instead preparing to leave the White House. A 17-year-old Deptford girl is accused of stabbing another high school student on a bus this week. On Tuesday, around 3 p.m., police responded to a fight involving two teens on the school bus in a residential area. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the juvenile defendant is facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. Several elements for customer service are rolling out in a pilot program at Newark Penn Station. NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Calori detailed the increase in overnight cleaning and in-person service reps during rush hours.
None of this is cheap, but for us, it is money well spent because ultimately, we not only respect our riders, we know what they've asked for, and our job is to make sure we meet their demands.
Calori says after starting at Newark Penn, NJ Transit will bring the program to Penn Station, New York, Trenton, and Camden over the next, quote, 12 months or so. Rest in peace, King Da Ka. The once tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world was imploded this morning at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson. Officials warned the public not to be alarmed about the series of explosions. Six Flags announced in November that the 456-foot-tall coaster would be retired to make room for a $1 billion investment. A multi-world record-breaking launch roller coaster is planned to take Ka's place in 2026. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. What's with these temperature swings? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So which will be the better day of the weekend? It kind of depends on your perspective. Tomorrow warms up, but it's going to be a windy day. Sunday, cold and blustery, but at least we'll have lots of sunshine. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds. Low temperatures will dip to around 40. The wind not quite ringing alarm bells tomorrow, but gusts to 30, 40 miles an hour, definitely noticeable. Sun and clouds, slight chance of a quick shower. Highs in the mid to upper 50s tomorrow, and then only mid 30s on Sunday. Back to bundling up, cold, blustery, sunny skies. The wind chill on Sunday no better than the 20s. We stay cold for Monday. With more sunshine and lighter winds, highs will be in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Newark, 50 degrees. Edison is also 50. Mount Holly, look at that, 50 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.